we're on a winning streak now in the thrift savings plan.
I know.
6 weeks in a row of good performance. That's the word coming out of the Thrift Investment Board meeting today. Tom Trabucco, Director of External Affairs at the TSP, is with us now. More from the meeting, and 6 weeks in a row is a good sign.
It's terrific. After the last year and a half of negative returns, Francis, I must admit, it's getting to be more fun coming on your show every week. So I updated you with the numbers through March, the last time we spoke. Thus far this month, our investments director, Tracy Ray, advised the board this morning at our meeting, all of our stock funds are up and up significantly. Now, this is through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So this does not take into account the debacle, which seems to be occurring on the street today, but we do still have half an hour left.
Always thinking positive. That's what I like about you, Tom.
You've got to. The C fund through Friday is up 9.1% for the month. The S fund through Friday is up 12.6% for the month. And the I fund through Friday is up 9.9% for the month. And then that gets us pretty close to almost even for the year. The C fund is down 2.8 for the year through Friday. The I fund, a little bit worse, down 6.9. But the S fund is actually up 0.8% for the year.
Now, tell me again what the gain was for the C fund so far in April, Tom?
So far in April, 9.1%.
All right. So the S&P is down today about 32
four.
Points.
About
it's 4%. Close to 4%. So we're as closely as they track, as the C fund tracks the S&P index, we're going to give back about 4% of that 9. But still, if we're banking 5% a week, which it is a little bit outrageous to expect, that's not a bad deal. And here's the thing. When you stack that on top of what happened for the entire month of March,
right,
and March was even including what it appears now, at least, was a bottom, not necessarily
yes.
the bottom.
You're absolutely right.
On March 9th. So we've got a lot to smile about, even with today's givebacks.
That's right. That's right. There does seem to be some sprouts coming out, as they say, in
yep.
springtime Washington.
Indeed.
A little green pushing through.
All right. Also on the agenda, a couple of big legislative issues.
Some
talk
big,
about
that.
What's
big
happening
item
there
today? Yes, we had three major items on the agenda for board decisions with regard to the legislative agenda. The first is the establishment of a surviving spouse TSP account. What this would do right now, a beneficiary or who is often a surviving spouse, after the participant dies, would be the beneficiary and receive the funds, but would be required to transfer those funds to an IRA or take them directly as a taxable payout. This proposal came to us from the unions and associations representing federal and postal employees who questioned why the surviving spouse could not just inherit the account and continue going forward, take advantage of the low cost, and stay with the plan that he or she was familiar with.
Boy, that would be a great benefit.
Well, it was unanimously supported by the board today.
Good for them.
So we will be going forward urging Congress to add the surviving spouse account authority to the legislation that's currently pending in the Congress. The second big issue on the agenda was a feature that is in that House-passed legislation, and that is adding a Roth feature to the TSP. Now, this is something the board took a look at 2 years ago in 2007, right after the Roth feature became permanent, and said, well, it sounds like a good idea, but we really need to do a little more research, see what all is involved with that, and see what the interest is among our participants for a Roth, because it's going to be, $1 million plus to set it up.
Mm-hmm.
So we conducted another survey in December of this year. That came back quite positive. So we reported that information along with additional research today, and the board decided, okay, well, we're convinced. Let's go ahead with it, and let's seek that legislation from the Congress or support what they are already moving, as long as that's consistent with what we discussed today. And it is.
Mm-hmm.
So now the board is in support of that Roth feature in the TSP. Big undertaking. It's going to take us a couple of years to get it up and running because it really is a massive undertaking. A lot of education involved there because there's a lot of misconceptions about what a Roth 401k is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not identical to a Roth IRA, which some people are familiar with. So we have got to sort through all of that and get that up and running But once Congress enacts it, we are now in a position to do that.
Okay.
The final big issue we had on our agenda was the establishment through legislation of a mutual fund window. Now, this is a new concept for the TSP, and we were looking at this as a new concept, as a way to kind of satisfy those people who want more investment options, more narrowly drawn investment options, because we have all the broad-based funds in there right now. But we wanted to balance that with the interest of keeping the simplicity in the plan of the five core funds and the L funds, which we've got now, and we think that participants do appreciate. We think that that's one of the reasons why we have the high percentage of participation among the FERS employees. So there was some concern voiced on this particular proposal because it does go up against that simplicity that we're able to put out there.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of discussion about the costs and putting any costs of this onto only those individuals who choose to take advantage of it. But in the bottom line, we had what our chairman called a split decision. We had two in favor and two opposed, and one board member was not here today for the meeting. He was predisposed. So that's where we stand on that right now. As with anything else that the board has looked at in the past, they can always come back and revisit it at a later date. But for now, the board is not in support of establishing a mutual fund window in the TSP.
Tell me a little bit about the cost schedule there, because I think even just the fact of trying to divide the costs and put them only on the people who would take advantage of it, you would incur some costs there, and that would probably have to be spread all over the place.
Well, yes. For the initial setup, just like we did with the L funds, we knew that not everybody was going to take advantage of the L funds, but there are some startup costs, putting together a DVD to explain it, making the changes to the system. All of those things have some costs. But we viewed that as, since we're making it available to everybody in the TSP to take advantage of it if they want to, those should be borne by the entire group. But then if there are any individual costs associated with that particular investment, those would be borne only by those individuals who take advantage of that. So that was the same approach we had going in on the mutual fund window, that there would be some initial startup costs which would have to be borne by everyone and spread across the 4 million participants in the plan. But then any costs associated with the specific investments that one got after going through the mutual fund window, or even the platform that provides the mutual fund window, those would be borne by the individual who chooses that investment.
Just a quick note, I was talking to a federal friend of mine last week, Tom, and we were talking about his TSP account, and I was saying you need to be buying just as much C fund as you can possibly get your hands on when it's as cheap as it is. And he said, I don't know. He had actually sold a bunch, went into the G fund. And I said, in 10 years, you're not going to care if you bought it when it was at whatever it's at now or a few dollars a share cheaper. It just doesn't matter.
How old is this person?
Get your hands on it now. 47.
Oh, he has plenty of time.
I know.
That's right.
I know.
Right.
People get emotional, though, and they get scared. And,
well, and we've talked with Tom. This is sort of a gut check.
Sure.
Time. This is the time where you sort of say, okay, how much risk can I handle? And
it
everyone
is,
has
yeah.
that different level of risk.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you
yeah.
saw in 60 Minutes last night people who had, you know, had a lot of risk in there and it didn't work out.
Didn't work out so well. Hey, thanks for the update, Tom. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you bet. My pleasure, as always.